Hey, Studio 360 listeners, this is something new and different in your podcast feed. We've just launched a new weekly podcast. It's called Sideshow, and it's all about arts and culture and the best memes on the internet right now. Sort of like Studio 360's Wacky Kid Brother, or like Studio 360's Sideshow, which is why it's called Sideshow. One of our producers, Sean Ramaswaram, is hosting. He is smart and funny, and I know you're going to like him. You can find out more at pri.org/sideshow. And if you like what you hear, I hope you'll subscribe to it on iTunes. See you this weekend.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow. This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramaswaram. I send a lot of animated GIFs to people, and I mostly send them as reactions to emails instead of using words, because words are so 2003. My favorite reaction GIF, and I save this one for special occasions, features our president's head, President Obama's head, on Beyoncé's body, Queen Bee's body, but it's Beyoncé's body from the Single Ladies video, and it's just a stencil outline of it. She's doing that sassy dance with one hand waving in the air and the other one on her waist, but with Barack Obama's smiling face, all while standing on a giant revolving pizza. And it's set somewhere in outer space. Months after I discovered that GIF, I found out that someone had doubled it, so it's just the same GIF mirrored. Two Obama Beyoncés on two dancing pizzas in space. I could have cried when I saw that. Sometimes I'll get into these little GIF battles where you try to one-up each other with the best GIF. I'll save the Obama GIF for the very end or when I'm ready to win because it cannot be beaten. GIFs aren't about the author or the artist. We seldom know who's making them because they're made for us. It's all about how we use them to communicate. I've been telling people forever that sending the perfect reaction GIF is an art form, and that's why I was so stoked when the Museum of the Moving Image in New York dedicated an entire exhibit to reaction GIFs. The guy who organized the whole thing's name is Jason Epink. He wanted to assemble a group of the quintessential reaction GIFs to show to the world, and he went to Reddit to ask for some help because people on Reddit, they send a lot of GIFs.
Title, Hey Reddit. Want to help curate a museum exhibition about reaction GIFs? It will be awesome. Here's all I need from you. Comment with what you would consider classic reaction GIFs. For example, Michael Jackson eating popcorn in Thriller, or Orson Welles clapping at Citizen Kane. Then briefly explain what it means when you use it. Think of it this way. If you had to describe how reaction GIFs are used in Reddit comment threads to your grandmother, which ones would you show her, and how would you describe what they mean? Okay, looking forward to what we come up with.
Jason ended up with this glorious set of GIFs made by God knows who that communicate anything you'd ever want to say to someone, but with really short moving images instead of words. We started talking about the art of sending animated GIFs, matching the perfect image to the perfect moment. Anyone can master this art, but he told me that no one was better at it than his friend, Tyler Menzel.
My name is Tyler Menzel.
No relation to Adina.
I wish.
Tyler works for Giphy, which is basically the Google for GIFs.
Giphy started a year ago. And it was just a goof. It was just a hack.
It was just Al Gore having fun.
It was just a couple of guys, Al Gore sitting off to the side drinking a beer and saying, we should do this.
Tyler has a very professional title. As the editorial director at Giphy, he sees and tags thousands upon thousands of GIFs every day. So he should really call himself something like GIFmaster Flash or King Giffrey.
Notorious GIF.
I asked Tyler for a primer on sending reaction GIFs because it's quite possible that no one in the world sees more reaction GIFs than this dude.
I'd like to meet the person who sees more than I do and doesn't get paid for it because they're committed.
Do you have a favorite GIF or does it change every week?
Lately, I've been very into for a long time the anime Sailor Moon.
Huh. 90s cartoon, big eyes.
It's been coming back into my life in a big, big way.
The Sailor Moon GIF oeuvre is
just... Yeah, well, just the show in general. But then, for some reason, the show, just the way it's animated, those asides, those weird freakouts that they all have translate so well into the GIF format. Hmm. They're so funny and they're so kind of weird. But at the same time, like, really human, that we have so many GIFs of, like, Sailor Moon crying and breaking down and, like, just being so, like, just consumed with emotion. Yeah. And because it is so over the top, it translates really well into that looping GIF. Or, like, you know, her with these big, you know, like, heart eyes, like, you know, just pulsing out of her eyes.
So there's, like, a Sailor Moon GIF to represent every emotion?
The main emotions, hunger, love, and sadness.
Perfect. Yeah, that's trifecta, like, pretty of much emotions. Everything I'd ever want to represent in a GIF.
If you're feeling things other than that, you're wasting your energy.
Okay. I want to do this thing where I give you situations.
Sure.
And you maybe tell me off the top of your head which GIF you would send.
Oh, man.
All right, cool. I have like five situations.
No, definitely. Yeah, I'd love it.
So you get an email. It's an invitation to a friend's birthday. You're really stoked about it. What's your GIF?
I have a perfect GIF for this. There is a GIF of – we have so many GIFs of infomercial fails, of just like people acting like idiots on infomercials.
Yeah.
And my go-to happy birthday GIF is there's a woman decorating a cake and she's writing happy birthday on it, but like an insane person is spelling it like way too big, so she runs out of room at like the R in birthday. And then she gets really the camera
How
zooms
long
out.
Is this GIF?
She gets really frustrated. It's only like 3 seconds long, okay, where you see her icing the cake, and then she realizes she's made a mistake 3 letters into it, and then the camera pulls out, and she's just so frustrated.
That's amazing.
And it's just the greatest happy birthday GIF ever. And just watching her get frustrated over and over again is just incredible. And that's my birthday GIF to everyone.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A friend's blog post announcement that she's getting married.
Okay, perfect. My go-to GIF for any sort of good news is Geordi LaForge. From
Star Trek.
Yeah, it's LeVar Burton.
With the visor. That one.
There's a
TNG, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Got the next generation.
Yep.
It's LeVar Burton with the visor on, but he's wearing like a sweater, and he just gives the thumbs up, like a slow like thumbs up, and he gives like a big smile, and it's like, you know, a wedding or a promotion or whatever, any kind of good news, like the LeVar Burton thumbs up GIF is like, yeah, I feel like that translates to like, man, I'm excited. Okay. Like, this is great. Like, good job. Like, this is awesome.
Yep. There's Gawker, I feel like, is the site where I see most people reacting to an article with a GIF. And it always ends up getting voted to the top of the comment section.
Yeah.
So a Gawker article saying that Danny DeVito is launching his own space exploration enterprise.
I would just go straight for space cats.
Space cats.
We have several cats just floating in space, some riding burritos. So anything having to do with space, I wish him well through a cat floating through space.
Okay.
Possibly riding some kind of Mexican food.
Perfect. Let's go to the dark side. A text from a friend saying that his sibling has died.
You know, I think there's limits to the reaction GIF. I think I just give the guy a call.
Yeah. Though you said the three are hunger, happiness, and sadness, there's a limit on the spectrum of sadness.
You know, GIFs are supposed to be fun. In the same way, I wouldn't send an emoji to a death, or I wouldn't send a winky face to it or something. I feel like you have to take the context of the situation. You have to think about the context of the situation. Yeah, I think I'd leave the death GIFs alone. Unless it was someone like I didn't like.
Do you think there's like an art of sending a good reaction GIF? Or is it just matching, you know, some context to this animated image?
One of my favorite ways just of finding GIFs is just getting them from other people. You know, like it's just... it's kind of like, you know, trading Pokemon cards. There's definitely a level of collectability to like reaction gifts, where you are collecting your folder full of them, or your favorites, you know, file full of them. Definitely.
Do people ever ask you, man, how did you find that GIF? And if so, are you ever reluctant to tell them how easy it was for you?
you always want to keep it sort of this dark mystery. Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I'll send one here at the office, and people go, oh man, how did you find that perfect GIF for that email? And I it's like the sausage being made. I feel like if I tell them.
No, you're exactly right. And actually, the goal of Giphy is to make it as easy as possible. So I was kidding with like the dark magic. Actually, it's so much fun to throw the good content out there and make it available to everyone. Like that's, I get a kick out of that. Like when I find a great GIF, all I want to do is send it out there.
Right. What's the point of keeping it to yourself?
Exactly. So when I see something great, I want to promote it to the front page. I want to like get it out there on Twitter. I want to get it out on Tumblr. I want everyone to see this ridiculous, you know, GIF of Beyonce in space, or, you know, with President Obama's head on. I'm going to find that GIF and I'm going to share it out.
And I'm sure what you're doing there is helping the GIF go mainstream. But do you think, like, you know, will your mom and dad ever send a GIF?
My mom and dad are pretty cool, so...
So yeah. Have they sent gifts before?
Yeah. Oh, they love it. If it becomes mainstream and commonplace, it's also going to be a little. I don't want the gift to be boring just yet. I don't want it to just be something that you tune out just yet.
Yeah.
It's still really fun to get a GIF in an email, or it's actually like really fun to get GIFs over text. Like they translate incredibly well over iMessage or just text in general. It's really fun.
And easy. People don't know how easy it is.
Yeah, it's
whenever
great.
I send it, I mean, people, I can send them an animated GIF in a text and it's like they're seeing a magic trick for the first time, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Right.
I copied and pasted it.
It's just a file. Yeah.
The files are in the computer.
The files are in the computer?
Did you find the files?
I don't even know what they look. What do they look like?
They're in the computer.
They're in the computer?
Yeah, they're definitely in there. I just don't know how he labeled them.
Roger. In the computer. It's so simple.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow, and thanks to DJ Jenny Lawton, DKNY, Lital Mo Lads, Hormone Free Connolly, and the Reverend John Delore. You can find Sideshow on Twitter at Sideshow, and you can find all the GIFs that Tyler and I spoke about and a whole lot more at studio360.org/sideshow.
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.